For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan.
Hey, Bob.
How are you doing there? Looks like you're ready to hit the play button before we even talk.
You ready? One, two, three.
Gonna blow out the candles.
It sure is.
Best birthday present I've ever had in my life.
That's beautiful, Robert.
Yeah, thanks. I had a very typical day on my birthday here at work, followed by a very typical evening.
You kept it a secret, by the way.
I didn't tell anybody about it, but that was my son singing happy birthday, just about the best birthday gift I've ever had. And this whole week, we've been feeling very reflective with time. I know you have a couple things.
Yeah, I got from an old journalist in town, Richard Harrington. He sent me a picture of Tiny Desk Unit, the band I used to be in. The picture was about 1979.
Wow.
And it was really a trip.
35 years ago.
Frightening. Totally frightening. We talk about age and time and all that stuff. Time, it goes by fast. It goes by slow. I remember those moments so precisely and wonderfully. And then today, as we record the show, which is May 30th, is the 34th anniversary of the opening of the 930 Club, of which Tiny Desk Unit was.
Which your band was the first band to ever play at the 930 Club.
We opened that club, opening for a band called the Lounge Lizards. Our rehearsal space was in the basement. We lived around the block from the place. I mean, it was just the center of our life. And has been. I mean, we've done so many things from that club.
Live webcasts from the 930 Club.
Right, and the first live webcast we did is also going to be my first artist that I play. How's that?
Get out!
Connor Oberst.
I know. Well, it could have been Tilly and the Wall, too.
That's
they
true.
They were actually open for Connor Oberst on that
one of the greatest
show,
moments.
We've talked about
it. We've talked about it before. Connor came in, did a Tiny Desk concert the other day, and then the very first major act that we did in our live concert series back in
2005
was his show when he had two albums out, Digital Ash and A Digital Urn, and I'm Wide Awake It's Morning.
As Bright Eyes,
that's right. And now his new record as a solo record, Upside Down Mountain, might be the best thing I've heard from him just in terms of songwriting and words. This song is also about time. The song is called Time Forgot, and you may relate to this song.
Polished my shoes, I bought a brand new hat, moved to a town that time forgot, where I don't have to shave or be approachable. No, I can do just what I want. I wanna walk in that howling wind till it scatters all my thoughts. Sit all alone on that riverbank till I forget that I can talk. Just listen. They say everyone has a choice to make, to be loved or to be free. Told you once I felt invisible, and I'm sure by now you see that what I meant is I'm not all there until I finally leave. Some loneliness is acceptable, and some's just outright mean. It gets even. Ivy crawls up the garden wall, builds a ladder towards the sun. Can't be climbed, but who's gonna mind if I claim it can be done? The sun goes down and the stars come out in the distance that I felt. I can see it for myself now. Boarded a train to take my memories back, make up for time that I have lost. I'll never know if I'm delusional, I just believe that I am not. I'm gonna work for my sanity, give it everything I've got. Though so far I have cheated death, I know someday I'll get caught on. Just living. So here we go, man, it's beautiful. Get your trumpet, get your drum. Time in a second line, it can make you feel so young. I know you say you'll go all the way, but that's not quite far enough. Someone told me that same thing. Someone told me that same thing. Someone told me that exact same thing once.
He is a writer, you know, I think he's in his early 30s or so. He is just, he really writes with a wisdom beyond his years.
We talk about you and your son singing you happy birthday.
Right.
When I watched the concert the other night at the 930 Club, there was Connor's parents sitting in front of me.
Wow.
And I'm looking through the two of them watching him.
Yeah.
And
the profound look of disappointment on their faces.
I mean, just
imagine. You could have been a doctor.
it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. You can rain on that parade.
No, I'm kidding. You're not. Of course it is. That's what you hope, right? Yeah. You have a moment like that with your family.
And that song that we just heard is called Time for God. It's how we opened the show. It's from Upside Down Mountain, a new record. A very brilliant record from Conor Oberst.
You know, he talks about moving to a place that time forgot, which is very, really resonates with me because I've totally been thinking of going off grid lately. Moving back, just packing it in, selling everything, moving back to Abilene, Kansas, where my family is, and just...
What would you do?
I'm going to open a donut shop, man.
Of course you would.
A donut shop. The town needs a donut shop. You know, they've always had a donut shop, and then the only donut shop they had closed a few years ago. And
could now, be a clue, man.
Well, when I go back to visit, there's no donut shop to go to. And, you know, I think, you know what? I could really make a stake here, I think. The town needs me.
And coffee?
Coffee, yeah. We'd have the best brewed coffee in town. You know, none of that, swill that my parents drink day in and day out.
Would you name a donut after me?
I would. It'd be the Boilin'.
I'm afraid to ask what it would be like.
Well, okay. So I think what I would do is it'd be very soft and kind of sweet on the outside, and then inside it'd have this like pit, this rock hard pit in the middle.
Like you, rock hard
you
pit?
You bite into it and you break your teeth
Great,
off.
Because
that's what I've always said about Bob. It's like, you know, he has the most gentle bite. Just you barely even notice he's there, but he'll never let go. Yeah, and you chip your teeth if you try to bite back.
Yeah. That's really sweet.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll make sure I come visit you.
Please do. You won't even recognize me. I'll have like this, by the time you get there, it'll only take a few months. I'll have a beard down to my stomach, you know, and this sort of glazed look in my eye from all the donuts I've been making at 4 a.m. for weeks on end. You know, I actually have a song about time, too. And if people think we set the show up before we come in here, we don't. It always just ends up working out this way. It's Jenny Lewis, a singer we've had on the show many times in all of her various projects. She was in Rilo Kiley. She was in Jenny and Johnny. She's recorded with the Watson Twins, Postal Service, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello. The list goes on and on. It's just an incredible talent. She's also a solo artist, Jenny Lewis. And this summer, she is going to release her third solo album. It's her first in 6 years. And in the last 6 years, she's really been through a lot. She was estranged from her father. He died. He passed away. Rilo Kiley broke up after a 10-year run together. She says that she suffered from just this incredible chronic insomnia. One time she said that it was so bad she went 5 days and nights without sleeping at all. And you just can imagine what that does to your state of mind. This new record that Ginny Lewis is putting out documents this period and her struggles with this period. And the song I want to play is called Just One of the Guys. It's a song about trying to find your place in the world, trying to fit in, find out who you are, and about all the doubt that we have in ourselves that prevents us from becoming all the things we imagined we'd once be.
The killer lyrics in that song, you know, that as we see a lot of the artists who were 20-something that we followed and now they're in their 30s, Ginny Lewis here is trying to come to grips with that line that she says.
Oh, it's brutal. She says, there's only one difference between you and me. When I look at myself, all I see is I'm another lady without a baby.
Yeah.
Something like that. Oh, it's just brutal. Yeah. And she writes that as someone in their late 30s, nearing 40. Great lyrics to that song. And the record, The Voyager from Jenny Lewis, doesn't come out until July 29th. She's got a lot of guest appearances on this record, people who helped her out with it, Ryan Adams, Beck, Jonathan Rice, others. Looking forward to this one, The Voyager, out July 29th.
She's coming around town to lots of towns, too, with this record, so keep an eye out. I hear some chatter.
I wonder if these guys are going to be curve busters again, or they're going to keep up this theme that we unintentionally got going.
Do you guys ever get sentimental? Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Otis Hart and Sammy Yenigun are in New York, and they're here to bring us music they love as part of the series that we have on the blog each month, and you guys can remind us what it is.
It's called Recommended Dose. It's where Otis and I sort of go through all of the dance music that we've been listening to over the course of the month and pick our favorites. And then what I do is I take them and I DJ in my bedroom and I create a mix of our favorite songs. So
Robin and I should come over when you do that one time and just be here.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that go down.
Yes.
And you just put up May's mix just went up. So
that's right.
Check it out on the site. What do you guys have for us?
I have something from the mix. This is some bug out music, not very sentimental. It's from a woman who lives in Amsterdam and runs an electronic label. Her name is Shinadu. This is her third album, and it's called Illogical Directions, and it just came out this month. This song is featuring Karin Dreyer from Fever Ray and The Knife. It is wild and crazy and would totally freak me out if I heard it early in the morning at a club, so check it out.
What's it called?
Discourse, My New Romance. Thank you.
That's my kind of dance music.
How bugged out is that, huh?
That's awesome. Not too shiny.
Oh, no.
I mean, the beginning, you know, it starts off like that first minute or so. You think, I guess everything's going to be okay. And then that bass kicks in and you start feeling a little uneasy and you're like, wait a minute.
An overwhelming sense of dread.
It's like, maybe it's not going to be okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, the timbre of that bass and sort of just like the progression, the sinking progression on it, it's just like this like doom sort of enters the mix. It would get me going if I were out. That was Xanadu, and the song is called Discourse, My New Romance.
Do you notice the what she slips in at the end is shaking my butt while taking a stance.
Shaking my butt.
Discourse, my new romance.
That's nice. The bass line actually reminded me of some early Bjork solo stuff that she did.
I can hear that.
Yeah, good point.
On her debut record.
And what do you have, Otis? That was Sammy's pick.
If that was the creepy music you hear in a club at 4 in the morning, I have something that goes with sort of a peaceful sunrise. Actually, the story behind the song is just as interesting as the song itself. We have a piece from Craig Leon, who is a classically trained producer who's been making music and producing music since the early 70s. His music is being reissued in June by the Revenge International label.
Did he do stuff on Sire Records? I'm seeing his name
produced
in my mind's eye.
He produced the self-titled records from Suicide, The Ramones, and Blondie.
Okay, there we go.
And he also did Richard Hell's Blank Generation.
Sire Records on Ramones and Richard Hell. Keep going.
Which is pretty, I mean, it's those are not
nerds!
What you assume.
Nerds!
There's so new t-shirts. NPR's new t-shirts, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it. They're public radio nerds.
Nerds, yeah. No, we all are. Yeah. It's all right.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I digress.
Yes.
So this guy, he produced some pretty influential records in the late 70s and early 80s. But his passion was synthesizers, which were, you know, it was a really exciting time for synthesizers in the mid-70s. And this anthology for interplanetary folk music, which is coming out in June, is a collection of his synthesizer work that he recorded with his wife, Castle Webb, during some secluded periods in Austin, Texas in the late 70s. The record originally came out in 1980. Bob, let me see if you've ever played around with these on Tiny Desk Unit. He used the synthesizers, the Oberheim OBX.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The Roland JP4.
Didn't like the Rolands, but keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The ARP 2600.
I'm an ARP guy.
Yeah,
you had that 2600 was just above my pay grade for a little bit, so I bought the Odyssey. But
and then, so those are the three, a combination of the three synthesizers we're about to hear. And then the drum machine is a LM1.
That must
that
be
a
the
Lin drum.
That must be the Lin drum. Yeah,
Roger Lin.
Yeah, which I use too. I love those things.
So you probably love this track.
Yeah, there we go.
It's the title track to his record Nomos. Track itself is called Nomo, and it's about he basically conceived this music as if it was music left here from extraterrestrial species from a long time ago.
Right up my alley.
And with that in mind,
enjoy. Thank you.
where am I? What happened?
I feel revived.
Thanks Bob for and I drifted off in that.
Thanks for the massage, Robin.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime. We've just been sitting here combing each other's hair and kicking our feet up.
I bet he used a Lexicon 224 reverb on that, too, by the way.
Please, yes. Please.
No, I'm serious. It's all that was around that sounded that
nice.
Good.
Nice. Deeper into the nerd.
Give me the cable a minute. I want to...
You know, I wouldn't have guessed that was as old as it is, Otis.
What's really interesting, though, is it's a reissue. Technically, it's a reissue. The album came out in 1980. But what Craig Leon did is he dug out the notes that he used to compose the original piece and performed it again on the same instruments last year.
Oh, so
it's actually a new recording.
I see.
But still all
the same vintage gear.
Wow.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to try this. This is my music recorded in that era.
Nice. Of course he has it on his laptop in the studio.
Yeah, I was for a long time working on a project where I was taking all my reel-to-reels here at NPR and transferring them over to digital, so that's why. Anyway.
Bob eventually is just going to be this guy in his 90s who just sits here and is like, I remember
when
we had reel-to-reel tapes.
By the way, Bob, happy birthday to Tiny Desk Unit.
Thank you. Yeah. It's actually the birthday of the 930 Club, who came to life here today on May 30th in 1980. And Tiny Desk Unit was the first band to play that stage. We'd been together as a band for a while, but yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. Those are both great
so
cuts.
Much.
And you can hear more music that you guys picked for the mix Recommended Dose that just went up online.
That's right. Check it out on SoundCloud. Check it out on nprmusic.org.
And let us know what you think.
Awesome. Please do.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick up the pace with a record that, as a band, they've picked up their pace. The group Elephant Stone.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about them before.
Yeah, I love them madly. You know, it's that psychedelic. They're from Montreal, very psychedelic. Their use of sitars and stuff really give them their characteristic sound. And their new record has that great sitar sound and a little harder beating drum going on there.
Give it a little more momentum.
Yeah, you know, Tomorrow Never Knows, the song Tomorrow Never Knows, which I think is a center point. The Beatles gave birth to so many bands and sounds and songs, Tomorrow Never Knows. And should I play a second of it?
Yeah. They close Revolver with this, and you're thinking, where did this come from? This is insane. I remember hearing that and thinking, it basically, whatever it is, the Beatles came up with it first.
Some would argue, but but I'm not one of them who are going to do that right now. I'm going to play Elephant Stone, though, who had to have been inspired by that song. This is the title track to their new record, Three Poisons, that comes out in the summer. Here we go.
I mean, come on. Yeah, no, that had to have been inspired by Tomorrow Never Knows.
And it's really good, though. It's, no, it's... The Three Poisons. Elephant Stone is the band. Date, please.
I like the idea that there's someone just standing off to the side here with a big notebook full of papers and information for you, and they hand you a piece of paper with the date on it.
Thank you. And the record comes out the end of August, and we're going to do our summer music preview, too, coming up, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And we're going to do a show coming up, which is the best of the year so far.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to both those things since they give me time. Well, one gives me time to look at way ahead, and the other gives me time to just reflect on all this music that's happened so far this year.
It comes so fast. It comes so fast. You just can't even keep up with it all, and it's so important to hit the pause button every now and then. And
I listened to bits of 15 albums already today. It's 5:30.
Our jobs are really hard.
I think I'm going to be a coal miner.
I'm going off grid, Bob. I'm going to open that donut shop back home. You know, I have a record. I'm going to take us out on a record that also doesn't come out until mid to late September. It comes out September 16th. It's from My Brightest Diamond. My Brightest Diamond, this is the music of Cher Warden. She is a singer, I think, with just one of the most powerful and distinctive voices of probably the last decade. It's just so intense, full of so much drama. I remember seeing her back in, I think it was 2009, she played with the Decemberists. The Decemberists,
of course,
headlined our South by Southwest showcase in 2009.
She's that amazing voice.
Yeah, and she came out on stage and just completely took over the show for one song. She was jumping up and down. I'm getting goosebumps again just thinking about it. Anyway, she's got a new record coming out. Cher Warden as My Brightest Diamond has a new record coming out in September. It's called This Is My Hand, and we are premiering a new song from it called Pressure. When I first heard this song, she has done some work in the past with Sun Lux, with Ryan Lott at Sun Lux. And when I heard the song, I immediately thought he must have had something to do with this song. Checked out, he doesn't, but it has a lot of that intricate orchestration and polyrhythms that Sun Lux is known for. Anyway, My Brightest Diamond, this song is Pressure from her record, This Is My Hand, that comes out on September 16th. Definitely. And this is my finger, Bob. Goodbye. I'm going off grid, opening the donut shop.
See you, Mr. Hilton. All right, well, I'm going to come to Kansas and get a boiling.
Soft, sweet. And chewy on the outside, hard, rock hard inside. Chip your tooth.
See you, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Slows pressure. I feel the blade, the cutting edge move out, out, out.
I tried to do it all right.
I went down, down, down.
Working hard, little delight.
I forgot the sound. making dimes. So wild, I cannot tame. So shy.